I should be able to figure this out on my own. It's something I've heard from so many men, like somehow asking for help is a weakness or a failure. But here's the thing. In sport, support is a given. You've got coaches, teammates, you get encouragement, feedback, and accountability. So why do we treat life differently? In this episode, I'm unpacking the shame men feel around seeking help and why true strength comes from realizing you were never meant to do it alone. Life is a team sport, so let's start treating it that way. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Not the single biggest reason that men don't get help. It's because they think they should have their stuff sorted. They don't think they should need help. But those of us who come from a sporting background know that even if you're an individual athlete, you need a team. You absolutely need support. You need accountability. You need someone there cheering you on. You need all of those same things that are just a given in sport. You need them in your everyday life. And so sometimes when they do get started coaching with me, they still have that. It's almost like shame. I kind of feel like, you know, like I should have sorted this out myself. It's like, well, if it was that easy to sort it all out yourself, then we'd all be living our absolute best lives. But how many people, how many men could hand on heart say that they are living their absolute best life? So there's absolutely no shame in getting help. It's actually necessary. A quote I love, I've referenced before, Les Brown. Don't get help because you're weak. Get help because you're strong and you want to get stronger. Now, you've had a fair bit of success in your life, that you know. But you also know that there's so much more. And you also know that you've had that thought, man, if I could be more consistent, just how good could I be? How much could I achieve? If I could hit those high marks that I hit on occasions, like how much better could I be? So when you are facing a moment in your life where you're thinking, man, I just want to make an improvement. I just want things to be better. I wonder what life would look like if I could do X, Y, and Z that I've been talking about for years. I wonder if I could show up with more confidence in that particular area, more consistency in that other area. What would it look like? Next time you're thinking about that, don't think I should have all this all sorted. I should be able to work this out on my own, because it's not how life works. Life works. Life's a team sport. And we depend on having that, those people around us that do and provide all of those things for us that fill our gaps. You know, TV shows deliberately have a range of characters that cover off most of the different personality types. Why is that? Because there's a chemistry to that, because it works. And the best environments you're in, there's a wide range of people in it covering a whole lot of different ways of operating, of communicating, of learning, of doing best work, of being the best team member. It's not a bad activity to do, is to sit and just contemplate those groups you've been in where it's all worked. Maybe some of those groups that you're still in that work and wondering why. And more often than not, it's because you're not having to do all of the things that aren't natural for you. that aren't natural to you. You're not having to do everything, but you've got your clear role and you've got other people to help you with the other stuff. Never was this more clear to me than my own experience this week. So there's been a bit of a break in the podcast. You would have noticed that for the regular listeners that there hasn't been an episode in a couple of weeks. I've been on a break, much needed time to recharge. And I thought about getting a whole lot of episodes done in advance. So I thought, no, I'm just going to switch off. I'm going to wind down to the end of that week before I took time off. And then, 2 weeks later, I'm getting back into it. But it was hard getting back into it. Like, I'd switched off so well, it took me a while to get back on track. But then I had one session with my coach, and after about 10 minutes into it, I'm suddenly feeling more energized, more focused, having more clarity. And the 24 hours since then, that's exactly what's unfolded. Because I was trying to sort it out all out myself. Pardon me, I was trying to sort it all out myself, I was trying to do it on my own. The moment I just could externalize and then have someone make some suggestions based on the information I give them, then suddenly everything changes. I'll come back again to the example of a sporting environment. You review the previous performance and you've got other people there within the team that are going to give you that feedback and then also encourage you and support you and pick you up when you need picking up, give you that really clear feedback when maybe you weren't following the game plan. But in life, we just think we can get this done on our own. So when you're faced with those moments, it's just continuing to remind yourself, you don't have to have it all sorted out. And you may look around at the rest of the world and go, yeah, everyone else seems to have their shit together. I've had this conversation with a few people and it's like the reality is they don't. That's why, as much as possible, I try and share with you guys like the challenges that I have, because just because I'm doing this work and I'm helping other people with their stuff, it doesn't mean I'm immune from having my own struggles. I have plenty of struggles, and actually the more you do this work on yourself, the challenges get bigger. They don't get smaller. But what happens is that you continue to get better at dealing with them. So some of the challenges I've had over the last couple of years have been the biggest challenges of my life. But because I've done a lot of the work and I have a support team around me, then I'm able to navigate them and it's so much easier. I've learned the skills, I've done the work, I have someone there supporting me, someone there to keep me accountable, someone there to help me get my own clarity, to help me focus, to help me solve the problem, not by doing it for me, but just helping me look at it from a different perspective. So that's the challenge, to accept help. And a lot of the people that listen to my, whether it's podcast or the other work that I do, they're generally people who love to help. They love to give. They're spending a lot of their time doing things for other people. It can be hard to accept help because you're so used to giving it out. It can be the biggest challenge. So I always get people to start small, start slowly. Like when someone offers you a compliment, do you dismiss it? Do you say, oh, that's nothing? Do you just tell them, that's no big deal, whatever it is? Or do you just say, thank you, I appreciate you sharing that with me? Now, I know that was one of the hardest things for me, just learning to just to say thank you to a compliment, or even thank you to someone offering to give me something or buy me a coffee or something like that, just whatever reason, like too proud or not wanting to inconvenience someone. Who knows? The depths of the people-pleasing behavior is complex and deep. But then I learned that actually you're doing a disservice to the other people. And it's the same in your life. There's a whole lot of people out there who want to support you. And it's getting used to accepting them in whatever way that looks like. And of course, there are some areas of support that it's so much better having someone who's not emotionally connected to your day-to-day life, because they will come with a bias if you're having that conversation with someone who's like fully immersed in your story. But if there's someone that's far enough removed that they can give you emotion-free advice, it changes everything. That's why I have a coach. That's why I talk to you guys about it all the time. You need someone to bounce ideas off. You need someone to help you change habits, to change behaviors, to see some of those areas that you do excel that perhaps you don't even realize. Oh, I have to be reminded again and again that when I look at things and I go, oh, can't everyone see that? Doesn't everyone do things that way? And the answer is always no. Like, that's unique to you. You've got to remember just how much value you have in that space. And that people don't see those things. Even some things that might seem completely obvious. So, as the great Les Brown said, don't get help because you're weak. Get help because you're strong and you want to get better. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport Is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.